HKX and 4ZLK mobile.
Turn down. Who's out there running around?
JQ4, BGE.
Honey, it's Shane. I was calling to see if Patrick was around. How are you this morning?
Quite all right. Yeah, my bad. The radio was turned down. Couldn't really make out the call sign or what was said. I just know somebody was in there, so I was going to say hello. If you want to give him another holler, go right ahead. Don't let me get in the way, but hope you're having a good day.
Guess I need to say good afternoon now. I just looked at the clock. Now, that's all right. He probably would have come back if he was in there, so I hope you're doing well. What are you doing this afternoon?
Just got done taking some photos over here. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of this river. But now I am heading to go get a little bit of lunch, and then I'm going to my wife's school and teach her class about the start of World War II.
So where is this river that you were taking pictures of?
Here in Central, it's like Kata Cheech. I don't even know how to even begin to pronounce the name. But it's just up here past the Norris Park. I can't remember the name of this road. It's just up above the house a little ways.
I'm wondering if I knew which one it was, but I've not been down that way. So we've got a lot of rivers around here with some Indian-type names, I guess, Native American names, and some of them are hard to pronounce.
That is for sure. Yeah, I was playing around with my camera and wanted to try to do a long exposure shot and see what I could come up with. I'm wanting to go back up the Highlands and go up to Dry Falls and Bridalveil. And then if I can get back to it, High Water Falls. Those are some awesome waterfalls to see.
Spend many weekends going to different waterfalls up in that area. Some beautiful nature. We've seen a few. We need to do more. Life's just been kind of busy the last few years. Maybe it'll slow down here soon. But I know what you mean. I love nature, and I love going out and seeing the waterfalls.
I got it kind of from my dad. My dad decided to say, let's go for a ride around the block. And if you're on a time crunch, you better ask him what around the block means, because he asked me one time, hey, you want to take a quick ride around the block? And I said, sure. Well, I had to be picking up my wife at 5 o'clock, and it was around 4 when we left. Next thing I know, we're headed towards South Carolina, and I asked my dad, I said, hey, man, I said, I know I've asked you a couple of times where around the block is, and I don't mean to be irritating, but I do got to pick my wife up at 5, so where are we headed? And he said, well, he's going down to South Carolina. I said, okay. I need to be back to get my wife. Happy wife, happy life, right?
I'm going to be late for that. And I've known people like that. Their perception of time and distance is not quite the same as mine. Mine's a little more literal. Maybe it's because of what a job I did, but it is nice to be able to just take a day and just go with no plans and no time frame. And 4ZLK.
KI4LCI Mobile. They lose track of time out there in the woods.
BGE. And yeah, that's right. That's like when I was probably about 13, which I grew up going to car shows. But me and my dad had his 57 out, and he took me and taught me how to fly fish. Well, I fell asleep in the car on the way home. We was in Pisgah Forest there at Davidson River. I woke up in Elizabethton, Tennessee at a car show like an hour later.
Andy, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I just coming from the chiropractor. I heard you say a week or so ago you hung it up and retired.
I semi-retired. How about that? Retired from UPS. So I'm just doing some stuff, trying to get some things done before I start looking for something else to do.
I have the receiver on at the time. Heard you say that. I bet he's been waiting for that for a long time. Like the other station was saying and y'all were saying there, you get out there, just like up there near where you're at up there, near those waterfalls up there around Caesar's Head up there. You walk some of those trails. If you're not careful, you forget about time all the way around.
It's the truth, man. When you're having fun, time flies and you forget about it. And I've been up to Caesar's Head. I haven't hiked really any of the trails up there. I need to do that. I haven't went actually hiking in quite a while due to my situation that I've been in. But I'm hoping to get out and go find some places to hike. I've hiked a couple of places up in Tennessee and Pisgah Forest, but I haven't since I've been down here.
Around, there's a hike right off 276, about halfway up to Caesar's Head, and it goes along the base of the mountain underneath Caesar's Head. It's a pretty good hike, and there's a couple of waterfalls. I think they're called Moonshine Falls. I could be wrong, but there used to be an old moonshine place there, and there's still some bits and pieces laying around that you can see. That's a pretty good hike. It's better going in than it is coming out, I can tell you that. And Andy, 34 years, I decided it was time to do something different. And they made it easy. So here I am doing work around the house right now and not wondering when I had time to work.
Like he does when we're saying that going up Table Rock and that going back off up there around Pinnacle up. I've done that in the early 80s, but just like where I just come from right now about the carb factor, I'm not so sure I could handle it too well now anymore.
Man, retired now.
I got a phone call here. Let me get it. Good to hear you guys today. N4ZLK.
We'll talk to you later, Shane. I just happened to, like I say, coming from the car track and heard you two in there and heard you say that about a week or so ago. And it's time now for you to take it easy. KI4LZI Mobile.
You take it easy. And when you get a chance, take a break. JQ4BEGE. Hope you have a wonderful day. 73. How's that chiropractor working out for you, Andy? Name here is Donnie.
I had a bad fall about 5 or 6 years ago, and I've had falls before, but that one was worst, I guess, I've ever had so far since I've been here, and I have to go to the chiropractor ever so often just to be able to still be able to move without being in severe pain.
To that, I can understand that. Back pain is something I'm very familiar with here as of recently. So, yeah, I feel your pain. I understand. You got to wake up, and you have to move to get moving, you know what I mean?
Earlier, back years ago, back in the 80s, I went up Table Rock, Pinnacle Mountain up there and all those trails back then. But now, I could probably do it, but I'm going to be in some pretty good pain. And I'm destinated, so I'm going to have to go ahead and get out for the time being. But the trails around, as long as you can still handle them, KI4LZI Mobile.
I'm 73's to you, my friend, and yeah, I'll have to get out and check them out and see if I can handle them. Pinnacle Mountain. I grew up at the bottom side of Pinnacle Mountain up in here, North Carolina, on the North Carolina side. I literally could drive right up to the top of Pinnacle in 10 minutes or so, if that, maybe less. But yeah, I grew up right at the bottom of it, so I'm familiar with that area. But anyways, you have yourself a wonderful day in 73.
JQ4, BGE, and I'll be sitting here listening.